Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Today we're talking about the future, and your hosts Blaine Barton and John Baker welcome Jonathan Klutz, Director of the Strategic Prototyping Group here at Microsoft. Tune in as we take a sneak peek into some of the technologies that we may see 5 to 10 years from now as we take a tour of Microsoft's home of the future. From whole house integrated technology, PCs that don't require a keyboard, to high-tech media rooms, you don't want to miss this. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist here at Microsoft. And with me today, I have my friend, peer, and of course, the co-host of the show, John Baker, out of Atlanta. How you doing today, John?
Doing great, Blaine. How's everyone doing?
Good, doing good, doing good. We got a pretty exciting topic today. We're going to be talking about futures, and I have a Mr. Jonathan Klutz, the Director of Strategic Prototyping Group here at Microsoft. So welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Jonathan, I'm going to talk a little bit about you. You got a great background. You lead the group that creates prototypes of technologies that you look out, you know, 5 to 10 years in the future. Your team, you know, can see tangible realizations of ideas and technologies, and you know that you guys believe will really enhance people's productivity, lifestyle, and entertainment. So that's exciting, great topic today. So it looks like part of your charter at the group there is also to create, manage, and operate the Microsoft home. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a prototyping facility located there in the Redmond campus. So a little bit about you. You know, worked for Microsoft for 20 years. That's a long time. You know, experiences in usability, the kids program, MSN, and the systems area. And also, it looks like you had a couple of different roles within the prototyping group.
Yeah, that's right.
Your looks like your first full-time position was program manager of prototyping group. When Microsoft really initiated the consumer and interactive television efforts under Craig Mundy, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you currently serve as a representative as well to the board of directors, which is awesome, for both the Internet Home Alliance and the Continental Automated Buildings Association, or CABA boards. So that's great. What's also kind of dear to my heart, I noticed a little bit of your background, is you've actually spent some time in the music business, and I'm also a drummer. I just built a new music studio here at my home that I just finished last month, and you've owned and managed several recording studios in addition to performing and producing music on your own. What kind of instruments do you play?
Well, I actually studied voice in college, but my main instrument is piano. I've played piano since I was 8.
Excellent, excellent. So just to kind of wrap up your bio here, you also worked for Tandy. Go back a few years there, and several other small computer companies. And once again, you studied music and audio engineering at Indiana University, and received a bachelor's in liberal arts at the University of Washington. You know, that kind of hurts because I went to Washington State University, and I'm a Cougar, so we're going to have to end the conversation now. No, I'm just joking. But welcome. Huskies and Cougars, can't they just all get along?
That's right.
Also, you know, what's neat and also a little dear to my heart is you hold some patents or patent applications, and I know what that takes. I have one, a patent as well, so a lot of work goes into that, and, you know, a lot of your technologies and related system software, user interface design, some of these patents that you've done, that's very impressive. And to kind of wrap things up, you married a formal Microsoft employee, and you have a son in college. So
right.
That's really your bio there. But I want to know, really kicking this interview off, is what was your first computer experience? Can you think back to those days?
Sure. So probably the one, and of course this kind of computer experience is really going to date me, so I'll just put that out up front, right? But my first computer that I ever owned was a Timex Sinclair. And to give you an idea about this computer, you know, Sinclair computers were made in England, and they brought it to the United States at Timex. And it was about the size, I don't know, maybe about that big total, right? It was thin, had a membrane keyboard, it had a whopping 2K of memory, right? And so, you know, again, you programmed it all in BASIC, and hooked it to your TV and used the cassette recorder to record all the tapes and that kind of thing. So that was really my first kind of personal computer experience. But then the other one that's worth sharing, again, that will really date me, is I took a computer course in college. Now, remember, I was a music major when I was in college, so I was an adjunct computer person. I wasn't a computer science student, so all the computer science students, they got the terminals, right, and they were using it. I had to take my class literally on punch cards. So it was Fortran 77 on punch cards.
Well, I think the Fortran 77 and punch cards is aging you more than the Sinclair computer.
Yeah, that's right.
Punch cards. No one out there knows what punch cards are anymore. So you're the director of our strategy or prototyping group, and Microsoft Home. That thing is constantly updated up at the that's at the EBC, right? The Microsoft Home facility. Are you always doing updates on that facility, or?
Yeah, so it's in the Microsoft Executive Briefing Center, and we built the original one about 1994, and we do upgrades, you know, about every, rolling updates all the time, about every 6 months, but then we update it in kind of a major way about every 2 years, right? So we'll replace all the different scenarios and things that we're showing. Otherwise, we end up showing the recent past, right? You know how fast technology moves. So if we're not kind of always thinking of what's next, we quickly age, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I've been around being in the East region. We get around the country a fair amount, and we have several MTCs, and a couple I've been to, they have like a mini version of that Microsoft Home out at the EBC. Are you guys responsible for maintaining that, or do you provide the input on those?
We actually don't. We're not involved in the ones that are in the MTCs, although those are really focused a lot more on kind of showing where Microsoft is in the consumer field today. So like they might feature more of our shipping products like Zune or Kinect or those kind of things. Where the Microsoft Home is purely a vision facility. We almost don't show any Microsoft products at all. Everything that we build and showcase are prototypes of technologies that we think are, you know, 5 to 10 years out.
Okay. I'm assuming we have other the hardware partners and other people that are involved with that. There are other vendors that are involved in getting stuff in there. And how do they get it to you, or do you guys find it?
Well, my team is responsible for really making and deciding all the prototypes that are there. Obviously, we have to work with partners or other people and to enable some of these prototypes to be built. But we don't, for example, do partnerships around either product placement or any kind of marketing partnerships. It's purely a Microsoft Vision facility, and so it's much more about how the software can enable things in your life than it is about specific, maybe even hardware or physical technologies.
Yeah, that's great. You know, one thing I'd like to hear about a little more is where are some of these Microsoft homes located? Maybe you can share kind of what's currently going on in the home, and then maybe what you're working on in the future.
Yeah, so there's only one Microsoft Home. Microsoft Home is in Redmond, Washington, here on the main campus. It's part of the Executive Briefing Center. And as far as the corporation goes, it's the only one in existence of the pure vision standpoint. My team did do a fun project a few years ago where we worked with Disney. And so there's actually a home at Disneyland in California, and it's kind of a hybrid. So there's a few what we like to call aspirational ideas, so concepts that, you know, aren't available yet, you can't go to the store and buy, combined with, you know, basically our shipping products around everything from, you know, Windows 7 and Media Center to the Zune product line to Windows Phone 7, all those kind of things integrated into an experience, and it's really designed for a place for the public to be able to kind of see all of our products working together along with some future concepts from the Microsoft Home. Because the Microsoft Home is actually a private facility, so the public isn't able to actually come and visit it. It's open for our partners, press, individual customers, and that kind of thing who have been invited by Microsoft to come visit.
That's pretty cool. So really, it's VIP, if you will, by invitation only to go in and see the home. I've been through the home myself on campus. And it's quite impressive. In fact, I think we have a clip here, a video on a little bit about Microsoft Home. I believe we're going to play this, correct? Let's take a look.
The Microsoft Home is a place to explore and share scenarios that could transform the way we live in the years ahead. Here you can get a glimpse of technologies that illustrate the possibilities for computing 5 to 10 years into the future. Built as a full-scale model home in the company's executive briefing center, the Microsoft Home shows what domestic life can be like in a world where we can interact with computers in more natural ways. Where expert systems keep us informed and help us make better decisions. Where devices and displays are seamlessly integrated into our environment. And where the physical and digital worlds come together to provide new experiences. The technologies illustrate how computing that works on our behalf can help us live healthier and more sustainable lives, manage and track a wealth of information, and stay connected to the people important to us. The Microsoft Home helps us explore the richness of the world around us, making learning a fun and immersive experience. The Microsoft Home reflects technologies Microsoft and their partners expect to see becoming more useful and practical for everyone in the years to come. Just as PCs and mobile phones began as expensive gadgets for early adopters, yet became affordable and essential tools for all of us, the scenarios in the home today will be a seamless part of our lives tomorrow.
Wow, that was quite impressive, a video there kind of showing what's going on in the future. So what currently are you working on day-to-day in your role right now, or can you even talk about it?
Well, there's a few things that I could talk about, although a lot of it I can't, frankly, because, again, and maybe that's a good place to start. Really what my role is to run a team that thinks about how technologies might enhance our lives in the future. So as part of that, of course, we do the Microsoft Home, and we feature things there. But we do a lot of prototypes that are exploratory, that are used by chief executives like Craig Mundy, who might demonstrate it at a major conference, or even prototypes that are used to just spur thinking on in the company, right? Let's explore this area. Let's see how we might look at that differently. And so in many ways, we're kind of a concept car team, right? So we make the thing for the auto show, right? And so in many cases, we're thinking about some current trend or that kind of thing. Some of the big ones we're looking at right now, of course, are social networking. Also this connection between physical and virtual worlds, right? So everything from being able to have information, you know, associated with your objects to even virtual reality type experiences where you might be able to leverage that and enhance your kind of physical world through more virtual assets.
That's very, very cool. So, hey, once again, it's been great having you on the IT Time radio show. Once again, Jonathan Klutz, from director of the Strategic Prototyping Group. And, of course, I have my co-host, Mr. John Baker, as well, out of Atlanta. So, once again, Jonathan, any other closing words, maybe where you could point people to get more information about Microsoft Home?
So the Microsoft Home has a great site, and probably the best place is to go out to the Press Pass site, so Microsoft Press Pass, and search on the word the Microsoft Home. And then you'll find a bunch of pictures and information that's available there about the facility.
Well, excellent. Once again, thanks for being on IT Time Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, Senior IT Pro Evangelist here in Tampa, Florida, and co-host John Baker in Atlanta. Thanks, John, for being here.
Great. Thank you.
All right. That's a wrap. Thanks for being on the show.